Hello and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Kat.
Oh, Kat, I'm feeling hungry.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, me too.
What should we go and get to eat after this? What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? That's an impossible question.
Impossible.
Impossible, because there's so many foods that I love. But I have to say, most frequently, maybe Italian or Indian or Thai.
I love
Taiwanese.
A lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
Lasagna. An Italian lasagna, not a Taiwanese lasagna.
Yeah, no.
Not exactly the same.
Yeah.
Taiwanese food is good too, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, Taiwanese food is lovely, but Taiwanese Italian, I don't know. Sometimes it's difficult
well, that's
to find
fusion.
Good.
Fusion food can be good. Fusion is a mix of foods.
Yes.
That can be good. But we're not going to be talking about fusion today. We're going to be talking about food from one very particular country.
Yeah.
It's a country I'm sure you know a lot about. So let's go through to our article and find out more about that. Reading.
A French food journey. Bonjour, food travelers. Few countries are better known for their cooking than France. But where in France can you find the best? Join us on a tour of some of the country's best regional dishes. We hope you're hungry. Normandy, Calvados. Our first stop is Normandy, a peaceful region filled with quiet orchards. Normandy produces most of France's apples, and many of these go into its most famous alcoholic drink, Calvados. This expensive drink is aged for at least a year in wooden barrels. It is often served in between courses at local restaurants to prepare people for the next dish. Calvados is so popular that you can even go on a special tour to see the farms that make it. Brittany, Crepe. Brittany lies west, further down France's northern coast. Many people know it for its green fields and beautiful beaches, but also for its most famous dessert, the crepe. To make this tasty treat, a mixture of eggs, milk, flour, and butter is spread thinly over a hot surface. Then, it is flipped. Crepes are often enjoyed with chocolate spread, lemon juice, or sugar. They can even bring good luck. Flip one while holding a coin in your hand, and you will have good fortune for a year. Voila!
Okay, so bonjour, can you guess where we are going?
Sounds like France.
France, exactly. We are going to France. So our article begins with a quick intro. It goes, bonjour, food travelers. Bonjour means hello, by the way. A few countries are better known for their cooking than France. But where in France can you find the best? Join us on a tour of some of the country's best regional dishes. We hope you're hungry.
If you're not hungry now, you sure will be after this.
You will. Oh, yeah. Reading this article gave me a rumbly tummy. It made my stomach growl. Okay, so we know that France is very famous for its food. That's what we're saying when we say few countries are better known for their cooking. France is famous for its food. We could also say it's well known for its food.
Yes, or for its cuisine.
For its cuisine,
yeah.
Which is a word in French and English.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of English words come from French, and that's one of them.
They do,
yeah.
They do. Okay, so how does our article begin, Kat?
Okay, so apparently we are starting in the north.
Okay.
So our first stop is Normandy, a peaceful region filled with quiet orchards. I've heard Normandy is really lovely.
It is lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've not been there myself. I've only been to Paris, but I plan on going back to France at some point and exploring more of the country. Mm-hmm. But it's filled with quiet orchards. So what is an orchard exactly? Well, an orchard is like a garden or a grove of fruit trees, basically. It's where you have like a lot of fruit growing on trees. So, for example, you might have an apple orchard, or you might grow oranges, things like pears, peaches, cherries, What other fruit trees are there? Plums.
Yeah.
Plums are very popular in Taiwan. There's probably lots of plum orchards here.
And I think almonds as well.
Almonds also grow on trees. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do. Mm-hmm. Actually, my hometown is filled with orchards, with apple orchards and with pear orchards.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's quite a lot like Normandy. However, actually, it is very similar to Normandy because the article says that Normandy produces most of France's apples, and many of these go into its most famous alcoholic drink, Calvados.
Oh.
Okay, so Normandy produces most of France's apples. Produce there is a verb, and when a company, a person, or an area produces something, they make it. So France, for example, is known for producing a lot of different foods and drinks, including cheese, wine, and bread. Those are the three big ones, aren't they?
I want some of all of them.
Some of all of those. Oh, it would be a really good TP if we could have cheese, wine, and bread while we were doing it, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Now, normally we use produce to talk about things that we create naturally, such as fruit or vegetables. As wine and bread are both grown on a farm and then changed to make the final product, we use produce with these foods too. However, we can't say that we spent a nice afternoon in the kitchen producing a cake. That sounds a bit strange. Yeah, it's a bit strange. Now, one interesting thing about this word is it can be a noun too, but we change the pronunciation slightly. If we say produce or produce in an American accent, right?
Yeah, produce.
Produce. We're talking about fruits, vegetables, and all kind of related products that are grown or made in a specific place. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one other good word for you to take away from this is manufacture. That's quite similar to produce, but with manufacture, we're talking about things that are made by machines. So we're talking about, you know, maybe phones are manufactured, for example. Mm-hmm. They're put together in a big mechanical process.
Right. And I think it's usually things you can't eat, right?
Yes. You don't manufacture food.
Right.
Yes. Maybe very fake food. Anyway, our example sentence for produce is, Taiwan produces many different types of tea that are drunk all over the world.
Yeah, that's true. Taiwan has lovely tea.
It does, lovely tea.
And tea is one of its best produce items, I guess. All right, so we're talking about this Calvados drink, and it is an alcoholic drink. That's another interesting word here for you. Alcoholic is an adjective that means something has alcohol in it, or is partly made out of alcohol, or fully made out of alcohol, which means that it's been made by a drink that is from fermented or aged plants or fruits or other ingredients. So some ingredient is made into a liquid and stored for a long time until it turns kind of sour or strong or sharp, and that's called fermentation. And that's when it starts, you know, making people feel funny when they drink it. Kids, wait till you're grown up to try alcohol.
Yeah.
Because some of it can be seriously strong, like gaoliang or whiskey, wine, beer, vodka. Those are all different kinds of alcohol. So Calvados is a wine, basically, right?
It's actually more like a brandy.
Apple brandy. It sounds nice. Okay.
Yes. So what's our next line in the article?
All right. Well, in the article, it says, this expensive drink is aged for at least a year in wooden barrels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like I said, it has to be aged for some time. It has to be let to sit.
Yes.
So it sounds like at least a year. Some alcohol is aged for decades. Yeah.
For like a really long time.
Yeah.
18 like, years sometimes.
If a wine is more than 100 years old, you can almost be guaranteed it's going to be great.
Yeah. So we're talking about this this expensive drink being aged, and we say that it's aged for at least a year. So when we use this phrase, when we want to talk about the smallest amount of time that something is done. So if Kat is baking a cake and she asks me how long she should put it in the oven, I might say you need to bake it for at least 30 minutes. That means that if she bakes it for any less than 30 minutes, it's not going to be baked. It's still going to be gooey and mushy on the inside.
Yeah.
Not a good cake. So what is the opposite of at least? At most. So I could say that this project shouldn't take you too long. It should take at most 3 days.
Oh.
So In 3 days, you will have definitely finished your work.
Right. Mm-hmm. It could be shorter, though.
Yes, it could be shorter. So we saw that they are being aged. They're being fermented in these barrels. But what are barrels?
Okay, well, a barrel is a very important thing in the process of making calvados and a lot of other things, too. It's a noun that means a big, big container. And it's usually something that contains liquids or grains. So, for example, barrels of oil, which gets shipped around the world, or barrels of, like we said, calvados, wine, or maybe cereal, or wheat, or, I don't know, various other things that you can put in there. They close it up. They use it for shipping things, and in other words, like sending them around the world, or for storing items, usually like a lot of one item.
Yes.
And typically it's made out of wood or metal.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but alcohol is usually stored in wood barrels because it absorbs kind of the flavor from the wood or the smell of it. Mm-hmm. It's much better than getting, like, you know, a metal taste in here.
Or a plastic barrel.
No good. All right, so an example sentence of this. Wine is often kept in large wooden barrels before it is sold.
Okay. So what happens after that? It says that it is often served in between courses at local restaurants to prepare people for the next dish. Okay, so this drink is being used to prepare people for the next dish. Now, when we prepare someone for something, we are getting them ready for it. So, for example, Kat helped me out last weekend. She prepared me for a big interview by giving me lots of helpful advice about what I should do. So, because we worked together and she gave me this advice, she made me ready. She prepared me for the interview. That's just an example. Yeah. I'm sure you would.
If it came to that.
Yes. So in the article, the people at the restaurants are being prepared for the next course by drinking the calvados. And this is because some drinks, some brandies, some liquors are used to help us kind of clean out our palate.
Digestive system.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're called digestifs or aperitifs. There's some fancy French words for you.
I think my favorite aperitif is limoncello, which is a lemon liqueur from Italy.
Okay, so where next?
Okay, well, we're not quite moving on yet, but we are still in Normandy, and it says Calvados is so popular that you can even go on a special tour to see the farms that make it. That sounds really nice, like going on a farm tour, going to see a lot of apple trees. Sounds like a really nice countryside.
I'm glad you didn't let us leave Normandy just yet, because it does sound very fun to go on a tour, and because a tour is an organized visit to a place or site. Often people go on tours when they are on vacation. It might be that they are traveling in a big group that takes them on a plane to a different country, or they might be joining a tour for a single day. So, for example, we could go on a museum tour, on a walking tour of a city, on a cycling tour, etc. When a band goes on tour, though, they don't go on a vacation together to another country. They are performing in lots of different cities around the world.
Right.
Now, an example sentence of tour is, this summer, my mom is going on a tour around southern Italy with her friends. I'm so jealous.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Now we're headed elsewhere to find out about one of France's best-known desserts. Finally, we're getting out of Normandy. We are going to Brittany, which is a place in the west of France, as we know, because the article says Brittany lies west, further down France's northern coast.
Okay.
It's that little finger of France that's pointing out at America.
Oh, I see. Okay, so Brittany's pointing at us. All right. Well, many people know it for its green fields and beautiful beaches, but also for its most famous dessert, the crepe.
The crepe.
As we call it in America, the crepe.
That takes away some of the magic.
So, yes, in French, they say crepe. With that nice little R in the back of your throat.
And the article says, to make this crepe, this tasty treat, a mixture of eggs, milk, flour, and butter is spread thinly over a hot surface. So thinly, by the way, there is an being used as an adverb, we're saying that it's spread, so it's very, very thin.
If you've been to a night market here, you've probably seen or gotten a crepe at some point.
Yes.
A crepe. Sorry, I'm not going to say the American way. All right. So, then how do they make this?
How do they make it? They use a mixture of things.
So, a mixture is a noun, which is something made of several different parts, evenly mixed together into one big thing, like a liquid or something. So, when you put the eggs, milk, flour, butter into the mixture, after it's been mixed in, maybe you use a whisk or a spoon or a fork, you can't see the parts of them. It's just batter. Often we use the word mixture for things you make when cooking, like sauces. Sauces are usually made out of a mixture of different ingredients.
Right.
Or cake batter, which is what is the liquid that turns into a cake when it's baked. That's called batter.
Before you bake it, right?
Yeah,
do you eat the batter? I love eating the batter.
Yeah, I have to say I do.
It's not good for you. You shouldn't do it.
Because the eggs are raw. You shouldn't do it.
But it's delicious.
Yeah. Or spice mixtures, which is a dry mixture when you mix several different spices together. Chemistry also uses the word mixture a lot. In fact, there's different kinds of mixtures in chemistry depending on what they do. So like water and sand is a mixture, and that's like kind that would separate. Or salt water, like in the ocean, is also a mixture. Even smoke and blood are mixtures. Like your blood.
Really?
Yeah. Your blood is a mixture of red blood cells and plasma. And when you spin it really, really fast, it separates. And that's how they do blood tests.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow. That's
definitely.
Wow. That's some amazing stuff we've just learned here at English for You.
That's right.
Anyway, so do we have an example sentence for mixture?
We do.
We do.
Yeah. So talking about that spice mixture I was talking about, I made a spice mixture of salt, pepper, chili powder and curry powder to put into the pasta.
Ooh. Mm. Does that sound good? Actually, it does sound good.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something, you
sounds
know,
that zesty,
might...
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Zesty.
Something different, something a bit spicy and different.
Definitely.
Anyway, I don't think we would put that into our crepe mixture or our crepe mixture. By the way, in the UK, we say crepe, like the French.
Crepe.
Not crepe, but just crepe.
Yeah, just crepe. Okay.
English, UK English takes a little bit of an influence from some French words. So sometimes we pronounce them a little bit more like the
French. A little more French-like.
A little bit more français. Anyway, so then it is flipped. The crepe is flipped. Crepes are often enjoyed with chocolate spread, lemon juice, or sugar. Now, when we flip something, we throw it into the air in a way that makes it turn upside down. So I love flipping crepes and pancakes as well. Because our pancakes in the UK are bigger than in the US and more like a crepe. So
I guess so, yeah.
My favorite thing as a kid would be to try and flip them without smashing them. And most of them ended up on the ceiling or on the floor.
Oh, dear.
But I can flip a pancake quite well as a result. Or I can flip a crepe quite well as well.
Great.
But
I just made pancakes this morning. And my flipping skills were okay. I could have done better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Practice makes perfect.
Yes.
So we can flip something as a transitive verb, but we can also do a flip. Now, that is when we are maybe bouncing on a trampoline, or if you're really skilled, you can do it off the floor.
Yeah.
You can turn over in midair and land on your feet again. So you go upside down and then stand up. Don't do this if you don't have someone to train you and show you how to do it, because you're going to break your neck or something bad is going to happen.
That'd be bad.
Anyway, we are going back to our crepes. And actually, one interesting thing about Brittany is they have a belief that if you hold a coin behind your back and you flip a crepe, and you flip it without breaking it, then you'll have good luck for the rest of the day.
Wow.
Yeah, so handy trick.
All right. Well, it says, like Seb was saying, they can even bring good luck.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
So I just spoiled the surprise a little bit there, didn't I? Oops. Because the next
line says,
flip one while holding a coin in your hand, and you will have good fortune for a year. Voilà.
Voilà.
Voilà. That's another useful French word to say. That means...
there it is.
There it is. Yeah, there it is. There you go. So I was wrong. It's for a year.
That's quite a bit more luck.
Quite a bit more luck. I would like a year's worth of
luck. Can you try this as many times as you want? What if you break one?
I don't know if it's like a mirror. Because we say in England that if you break a mirror, you get 7 years of bad luck.
We say that in the US, too.
Yeah.
I think it's also a belief here.
Yes. But the most important thing is that you hold a coin in your hand while you're doing it. Now, a coin, that's a noun, is a type of money that is found that is round, flat, and made of metal. So if you get out your wallet now and look around for those little 1, 5, 10, 50 NT coins, you'll see that they are all... you know, round and they're flat and they are all, as I said, coins.
Yes, they are.
They are, yes. So we also call this money change. The change is the not paper money that we get back when we buy something or just kind of the small bits of money that we have in our pockets to, you know, use the crane machines or,
right,
like, or buy coffee at 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
So our example sentence for coin is, Jim took out his wallet and paid for his coffee in coins.
Ah.
Okay, cheap coffee then, Jim.
Well, I mean, you know, you can use a 50 NT coin.
Could be not too bad. Yeah.
All right. So you flip one while holding a coin, you will have good fortune. So what is fortune here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fortune is a noun that means your luck,
like
whether it's good luck or bad luck. So good fortune, bad fortune. How many good things are going to happen to you because of maybe what makes fortune? A god or maybe another force in the universe that you can't see, which is being kind to you if you have good fortune
People
or being... quite not kind to you if you have bad fortune.
Yeah, people have different beliefs about what makes fortune, you know.
Yes,
some people
definitely.
Are like, you do it yourself. Other people believe that you need to pray to someone or
yes.
have good energy or crystals or,
right.
you know. Yeah.
And there's a saying, you know, make your fortune, which basically means you make enough money to be rich.
Yeah. Yes.
Or make a lot of money maybe in a short time or not a short time.
That's true, isn't it? Because fortune can also mean money.
Yes.
Like a lot of money.
Like,
your fortune is your wealth if you're very wealthy.
Like if you spend a lot of money on something, you can say this cost a fortune.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be
this
your whole
so
fortune,
expensive.
But a lot of money is a fortune.
Yes.
Okay. So an example sentence of this might be, Ariana won 20,000 NT dollars in the receipt lottery. Woohoo!
Wow. 20,000.
So she took her friends to dinner to celebrate her good fortune.
Wow.
I would too. Yeah.
Share your fortune.
Share
okay,
it all.
So as we said, voila, that is the first two stops on our little trip around France. But don't go away because we've still got our For You chat and we'll be back again tomorrow to talk about two more places on our journey around France.
All right.
For You Chat.
Okay, so we are here back with our For You Chat, and all this food and travel has got me thinking, is your favorite food memory?
My
travel food memory.
Favorite food memory. Okay, favorite travel food memory.
Yes.
Okay, so my grandfather used to live in Cyprus, which is a small island near Greece, and they have a special food tradition there called the meze.
I've heard of meze.
Yes, mezes are great. They are a type of meal that lasts for a very, very long time, normally 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours sometimes. They can be very long. And then they're made up of very small plates.
Oh,
so you have maybe 30 courses or 40 courses of constant food just going in slowly. And you eat a little bit and then you pause, chat, drink some wine or some soda and relax and then have your next one coming. And my favorite food travel memory is of being in this very old Mediterranean house in like the courtyard outside with these vines growing down around us and the hot summer sun and getting these slow, lovely little dishes coming through every half an hour.
That just sounds like such a dream.
It was a dream. It was the best thing I think I had that summer. What about you? What's your favorite food travel memory?
I have to say, it was when my mom and I were going through Italy a few years ago. We went to this famous town called Siena, which I don't know
Siena.
If you've been there.
I've not been, but I'd love to go to Siena.
We went to Siena, and Siena's famous for all of its buildings being this beautiful kind of red-brown color, which is actually there's a color named after it now.
Oh.
But we went into a restaurant which was supposed to be about 200 years old, and it was down inside of a former crypt, which is like a place underground where they used to keep dead bodies. But it was not spooky. It was lovely, and the stones kept everything cool, so they didn't need air conditioning.
Ooh.
And I ordered a risotto that was made inside a wheel of cheese, an entire wheel of cheese.
Oh my God, that sounds fantastic.
So imagine a cheese that is as big as a big dinner plate. And then it's like carved out in the middle like a bowl. And you put the risotto inside and it's just mixed up with cheese. It was the only time in my life I think I can say there was too much cheese.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think I might have cried. Getting that dish, I might have cried.
Oh, then you'll have to experience that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well, now I'm super hungry, so I can't wait for us to come back tomorrow to talk more about this fantastic food that we can discover around France. Mm-hmm. So don't go away for too long, because we'll be back tomorrow.
All right,
for English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Kat.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
A French food journey. Bonjour, food travelers. Few countries are better known for their cooking than France. But where in France can you find the best? Join us on a tour of some of the country's best regional dishes. We hope you're hungry. Normandy, Calvados. Our first stop is Normandy, a peaceful region filled with quiet orchards. Normandy produces most of France's apples, and many of these go into its most famous alcoholic drink, Calvados. This expensive drink is aged for at least a year in wooden barrels. It is often served in between courses at local restaurants to prepare people for the next dish. Calvados is so popular that you can even go on a special tour to see the farms that make it. Brittany, Crepe. Brittany lies west, further down France's northern coast. Many people know it for its green fields and beautiful beaches, but also for its most famous dessert, the crepe. To make this tasty treat, a mixture of eggs, milk, flour, and butter is spread thinly over a hot surface. Then, it is flipped. Crepes are often enjoyed with chocolate spread, lemon juice, or sugar. They can even bring good luck. Flip one while holding a coin in your hand, and you will have good fortune for a year. Voila!
Vocabulary Review.
Produce. These farms produce cocoa used in candies that are sold all over the world. Barrel. The oil was poured into barrels and then taken to the customer on a truck. Tour. While in Paris, we took a tour that showed us the most interesting parts of the city. Mixture. Daniel stirred dirt and water into the white paint, a mixture that created an interesting style of art. Coin. Billy pulled a few coins from his pocket to pay for his drink at the convenience store. Fortune. Sandra was excited by her good fortune when she found 1,000 NT dollars on the sidewalk.
智慧小补帖.
Orchard. Alcoholic. Flip.
或上网查询，网址是 www.englishcu.net www.englishcu.net 谢谢您的收听。